The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be sunny today, the high around 73. By this time next year, Racine's Memorial Drive Bridge over the Root River is going to be affected by a repair and renovation project. While the city's been required to spend a few extra bucks on some related items because of that structure being historic. At the Public Works and Services Committee meeting this week, City Engineer John Rooney explained that in the design process, it was discovered that the city had to have what's called a scour action plan.
It's a report that'll go in our bridge files that we need to have, and it's a requirement of the state because that bridge has a center pier on it. Okay, so if you look at most of our fixed bridges, even, well, we actually have them on the Main Street lift bridges, but I'm not in charge of the lift bridges. But if you have a center pier, one that's on an abutment, the pier there is subject to scour.
Rudy indicating that while the $2,100 scour action plan probably just going to sit in a file but will be ready if needed, plans are going to continue on the bridge fix-up work that'll come sometime in late spring or the summer of next year. Investors and federal regulators with something to chew on for the holiday weekend. An August jobs report that Scott Carr says could only be described as underwhelming.
The Labor Department reports hiring slowed in August as employers added just 151,000 jobs. Many economists had expected that number to be closer to 180,000 and for the unemployment rate to tick lower. Instead, the August numbers keep the unemployment rate steady at 4.9%. Wage growth was also weaker than expected. Some economists and investors have called today's report the most important jobs report ever, as it has huge implications for both interest rates and the election. Some have predicted job gains above 225,000 in the August report would tilt the Federal Reserve toward an interest rate hike in September. Scott Carr, Washington.
Over the border in Illinois, Governor Bruce Rauner firing 29 state workers he claims were put on the payroll illegally by his predecessor, Pat Quinn.
The 29 were employed as staff assistants at the Department of Transportation, but Rauner says a state ethics probe found that the job of staff assistant was created as an exempt executive job, enabling Quinn to put patronage workers on the payroll without going through the personnel procedures designed to eliminate political hiring and firing. The report found that the practice predated Quinn, but that this kind of hiring escalated in his administration. Rauner says the 29 pink slips are an effort to restore citizens' faith in state government. David Stewart, NBC News Radio, Chicago.
A 38-year-old Oak Creek man charged in Racine County with obstructing an officer for allegedly reporting a robbery and sexual assault that didn't happen. May 23rd, Caledonia Police to the 5200 block of Highway 38. Gurjit Singh and a woman reportedly telling officers a vehicle had blocked the path of their car. Three men got out, put a gun to Singh's head, took $4,000 plus jewelry from the woman, pulled her out of the car, and sexually assaulted her. It was later determined the incident never happened. A federal investigation found that Singh had entered this country illegally, and his green card is still pending. The woman has not been charged. And in Madison, police officers acted responsibly within departmental rules in a high-profile arrest of an 18-year-old woman outside of a mall this summer, the finding of an investigation by the Dane County Sheriff's Department. Madison Police Chief Mike Koval still admitting the visuals on this are hard to watch.
But at the end of the day, there is a long laundry list of options that are done and are highly regulated by the state of Wisconsin's use of force, and so as difficult as that is to look at, I thought that, in fact, it might be considered legally justifiable. Yes, I did.
The woman had resisted arrest by scratching and kicking officers, threatening to bite them as well. No charges filed because she agreed to participate in a restorative justice program. Nearly every Democratic representative in the state legislature, including all from Racine and Kenosha counties, have signed a letter to the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs. They want an investigation into the claims about serious problems at the state veterans' home at King. The alleged issues revealed in a Capital Times article that, according to the letter, includes veterans, family members, and staff members all complaining about events that jeopardize the health and safety of the residents, as well as resource and staffing shortages, contributing to poor patient care. Heading into the Labor Day weekend, new data shows a dramatic decline in wages for Wisconsin manufacturing workers. This according to Wisconsin AFL-CIO Secretary-Treasurer Stephanie Bloomingdale.
And the bottom line is that people, real people, are hurt when our jobs are exported and wages drop.
The wage data tracked by Citizen Action of Wisconsin showing pay declining for manufacturing workers in every state metro area, also decreasing every year since 2010 by an average of $1,400. Nine police officers on the Racine Police Department get promoted. Lieutenant Chuck Weitzel becoming a deputy chief after 32 years of service. Lieutenant Al Days now a deputy chief after 27 years on the force. course, he'll be supervising that newly revamped school safety and security division. Sergeant Rick Teller, after 19 years, becomes a lieutenant assigned to internal affairs. Promoted to first shift patrol sergeant, 10-year officer Rob Tillman. Investigator Hans Friedel, after 14 years, becomes a third shift patrol sergeant. And Officer Nick Contreras, an investigator after 9 years. Same for officers Josh LaForge, after 11 years. Sarah Zupke, after 8 years on the force. And Kellen Guillefour, in his 6th year of service. Wilmot High School sophomore Nathan Quaid gets the first award of the new school year for athletic sportsmanship, and it was something that happened last weekend before school even started at the annual Dog Days cross-country competition in Lincoln Park. The 15-year-old, during his junior varsity race, stopped to help another sophomore runner who was struggling. The Kenosha News says 15-year-old Jackson Davis, who runs for Tremper, has asthma. And if you remember last Saturday, it was warm and humid. Davis went to the ground with breathing problems. It was Quaid who stopped to offer help and encouragement, then stayed with him to finish the race. Davis collapsed again at the finish line and needed medical attention. At the time it first happened, Nathan Quaid stopped running faster than he had ever done before in a competition to help somebody in need. Efforts continue on the likely possibility of legal action by Great Lakes mayors and other leaders to stop the Waukesha extraction plan for Lake Michigan water on the basis that the decision to allow it violates the compact, while Racine Mayor John Dickert says it also opens the door.
Right now, the compact prevents people from coming in from outside areas and taking water away from the Great Lakes, okay, because they're actually limited sources of water. And there are 29 or 26 communities that are ready right now to do this. And there are over 100 communities who have said that we're going to now start looking at it now that the compact, in essence, has been broken.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Mayor Dickert said the Waukesha case is a precedent setter.
This is a limited resource in water, and I'll keep saying this, and there's no reason that people should know the stuff that we know simply because we work with it every day, but water is becoming the issue in this country, and it will be for the next couple of decades. And drinking water is going to start drying up in some areas, and we've got to work on that.
Mayor Dickert expecting the federal court action to argue that a lot did not happen in the review process.
What we're saying is you need to reevaluate this. You need to stop this and reevaluate it because so many items were left out. And one of them, one of the biggest items that was left out was return flow, which is us. And I think the taxpayers of Waukesha deserve the right to take a look at why are they doing this at that expense when they could be paying a quarter of the expense to get the same thing.
Racine's biggest concern, the impact on the Root River itself, including water quality with Waukesha's return flow. More than a few council members wanting to know about monitoring what could start in a couple of years. 50 people losing their lives on Wisconsin roads in August, 14 fewer than a year ago, 15 fewer than the 5-year average, but through 8 months, 387 people died in state traffic crashes. That is 33 more than last year, 32 over the 5-year average. A man from Racine facing his 6th operating while intoxicated charge, arrested August the 2nd near Olympia Brown School. A Caledonia police officer was checking the grounds, found a vehicle parked in the lot, driver apparently half asleep. 45-year-old Gary Gross arrested for failing field sobriety test, also charged with operating with a prohibited alcohol concentration. Online court records indicate that Gross failed to appear in Racine County Circuit Court yesterday, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. Racine-based SC Johnson completing an acquisition with a group called Steris for its applied infection control business. Steris is a leading provider of infection prevention and surgical procedure products and services, mainly for healthcare, pharmaceutical, research, and medical device companies. The acquisition adds a full range of commercial skincare, surface cleaning products, and surgical prep brands to SC Johnson's professional skincare portfolio in the so-called DEB Group. It was acquired by the company in 2015. It is the world's leader in away from home skincare, consisting of 21 companies in 16 countries. The commander of Wisconsin's American Legion is saying there are no excuses for subpar care at the state veterans home at King. Daniel Seehaver says one veteran complaint is too many and that veterans deserve better from the Wisconsin elected leadership. He also says the Legion supports fixing the care at King, whether that's more nurses, new policies, or a state audit. September, National Preparedness Month. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency is urging people to either create or update a family emergency plan, noting that the hurricane hitting Florida early this morning is just one prime example.
The value of making an emergency plan is really just to get everybody on the same page about what you would do in the event of an emergency. There's benefit in writing it down. Research shows us that taking the time to actually handwrite something helps people to remember it.
That's FEMA's Katie Fox, who says families who get together and make a plan are more quick to recover when a disaster does happen, noting that FEMA has an app. It's a great way, she says, to have your information wherever you go.
It's got weather alerts, and those follow you wherever you happen to be at the time. It's got safety tips, customizable checklists, directions to open shelters.
Meanwhile, their website, ready.gov, has specific information about emergency preparedness. Madison-based Gorman & Company, which has done redevelopment work in the city of Racine, still planning to convert the one-time Elks Club building in Kenosha, most recently called Heritage House, into a specialty hotel along with a restaurant and a bar. Getting all the necessary financing together, that has been the delay to this point. Coming up in about a month, the application process for receiving federal new market tax credits. Gorman has until December to get that done, with the goal of starting construction next April. Ted Matcum is the company's Wisconsin marketing president. He tells the Kenosha News he believes we're still sitting pretty good right now. Beginning next Tuesday, weather permitting, work will start on Highway 38 in Caledonia. Work to make that roadway just a little bit safer. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Crews are scheduled to begin installing center line and shoulder rumble strips along an 8-mile stretch of the highway from County Highway K to the Racine-Milwaukee County line. That segment of Highway 38 has been identified as being in the top 5% of crash locations in the state, with a pattern of vehicles leaving the roadway or crossing the center line along non-intersection segments. The rumble strips will be milled into the pavement, or in some locations, a narrow strip of new asphalt will be laid along the center line in which the rumble strips will be installed. 90% of the $320,000 project is being paid for with federal funding, with 10% coming from the state. The roadway will remain open during the project, which contractor Payne & Dolan expects to complete this fall. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Six Flags Great America has announced plans for a new ride in 2017 called The Joker, a roller coaster that'll take riders in winged seats up to 12 stories along a 90-degree lift. From there, a spokesperson says those riders will flip head over heels at least six times along a weightless journey. It's going to be the park's first new roller coaster since Goliath started operating in June of 2014. Great America also offering a special on season passes, but that's only through Labor Day. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.